This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I am glad to be here today. The Sabbath day is always a beautiful day. And the Sabbath day is in the commandments. And I'm glad I have the knowledge of that. I'm glad I know that it's a day that God has set aside for his people. And I'm a part of it. And just thanking God for the teaching and for the saints of God. I'm just happy to be here, looking forward for the word of God. I'm always excited about that. So at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints that might do in the name of the fucking sinner God. Glory to God and all else.
A narrow way must enter at the straight gate. A plumb line made by the plumb line. A watchman on the walls of Jerusalem sits on thrones judging the tribes of Israel. And what's known of the Savior?
Is that beautiful? All of Abba, all of our help come from the Lord. Thank God for the choir. Sister Porsche sang that number. Brother Dale wrote, and she is sanctified. We witness her life. And, don't anyone out there that's hearing this broadcast Google and say, you ain't with them when they go to bed at night. You don't know what they're doing. Well, the scripture says every shepherd knows his sheep. I'm staying with the scripture. I believe God, not what you're talking about. If you're talking like that, but I'm going to think positive. I know you're enjoying these broadcasts, I feel. Deacon Debbie, what's the announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 425- West Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions, any concerns that you would like to answer, for our pastor answer, please give us a call at area code 323-754-8302. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Or as she gave out the podcast or Google? They can Google us or podcast questions. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? And as I've said many times, anyone that God have sent is going to set the laws of God before you, because the laws of God is the word of God. And that's what preachers say they're preaching when they are so-called preaching for God. Let's go to Acts 4:13. This is about speaking the things that we've seen and heard. And you cannot speak about things you haven't seen or heard. And this is why 99% of the preachers, so-called preachers that are Christians or that say they're speaking for God, are not speaking what Deuteronomy 4:6 says. Keep therefore and do them. Wisdom. And your understanding. They're not speaking that because so many don't know it. Well, let's start here, Acts 4:13. Deacon Franny.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, mm-hmm. and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
And I know many have heard this broadcast since in the 50s, we had one, so they've been hearing the broadcast from its very beginning when Bishop Barfield was here, and they came 20 and 30 years later, and they said they've enjoyed the broadcast, have always enjoyed it, and that was good news. But to do it, they weren't doing it. They weren't like us. God's people are one, and we all share one thing in common, that's God. And when you have God, you don't deny God's word. You're with the word. As the Lord said, he that is not with us is against us. And everything I bring, everyone that lives for God should be with it, because I'm bringing you the word, the scripture, what is written. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Acts 4:13, read it again.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marvel.
Now, many may marvel because maybe I'm not an eloquent speaker as some you hear. But what I am bringing you is what is written and what thus saith the Lord. Yes. Moses was not an eloquent speaker, but he was mighty in word, the knowledge and deed. And that's what we're all about here. Action. Not about how well you can speak, mm-hmm. but a life you live.
Beautiful.
Read.
Beautiful.
They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
What?
And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing.
They could say nothing. The 18th verse.
The 18th. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus.
Not many are really happy with what we bring here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Say, well, all you do is talk about the commandments. The laws. Well, that's God's word. The preachers say, I'm preaching God's word. That is the word, but they don't see it or hear it because they haven't been taught it. And they haven't been sent by God. They just feel that God has sent them because the one that gave them the charge, they think is of God. But if you don't know God's word, you don't know God. And if you don't recognize the things that the word is saying and you can't see them, it's because you're not the sheep. That's what the word says. I'm staying with the word. Read.
But Peter and John answered and said unto them,
what?
Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye.
You judge. And as I say, what would anyone expect? I would respect anyone that feels like unto Paul that they're doing God's word and God's will, even though they may be ignorant, but they're wholeheartedly and sincere about what they're doing. If you're sincere about living for God, God is going to open up your understanding and you will see and hear what the word is saying. Read.
For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
I'm with that. And that's all we can do here is speak the things we've seen and heard. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. That's all we can do here. And that's all that these preachers that I hear are speaking, what they've seen and heard. And I've seen and heard since I was a child about the blood of Jesus and how Jesus died for our sins. He did it all. He paid the price and we can't do anything to earn it. That's not true. That's not what the scripture's saying. You work out your soul salvation. And if you don't have the works, then your faith is nil. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man
what?
The things which God hath prepared for them that love
him. Well, wait a minute. The Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if you're not a commandment keeper, it haven't entered into your heart the things that God had prepared for you, because that's what God prepared. His word. To be with us, form us, shape us, and to be with us forever. And if you haven't heard this, you haven't heard about God. You've heard about him, but you haven't heard the message or the things that God had prepared for us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
10th verse, you read that, right?
No, Pastor.
But what?
But God hath revealed them unto us by his
so,
Spirit.
To get the knowledge, if you can only speak the things you've seen and heard, if you haven't had an experience with God's commandments, with the word, how can you speak about the Son or about the things God had prepared? If you're not living for him, if you haven't seen the commandments, because that's what God prepared for us. And it takes the Spirit to search, yea, the deep things. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
beautiful. Let's go to 1 John 1 and 1.
All
let's
right.
go there.
Yes,
these preachers, they tell you all kind of stories about baseball games, all kind of parables, but they won't touch the commandments. And when you get to it, they say, well, you know, that was done away with. Ignorant to the knowledge of God, going about to establish their own righteousness. 1 John 1 and 1.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with
now,
our eyes.
Now, what we've heard from the beginning was, in the beginning, God
yes.
created. That's what we heard from the beginning, all about how God have always been and what God has done. We've heard it, which we have seen with our eyes. What?
Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life.
It's not talking about handled the word of life in the scriptures, because every churchgoer you see that's a Christian just about is carrying a Bible, but they're not handling the word of God. You handle the word of God when you're in the commandments and you're handling those that carry God. Now you're handling God.
Thank God.
If you got this Bible, don't know what the word is in the Bible, you don't know the commandments of the word, you're not handling God. You don't have it. You might be carrying it, but you don't have the knowledge. There's so much knowledge in the scriptures people don't know, but they got it, but they don't know it. Read.
For the life was manifested.
This life that you handle is got to be manifested in a body.
God.
Now you say, I've handled the word of God. Mm-hmm. I've handled God because he's in a body. Read.
And we have seen it and bear witness.
They were talking about Jesus. And they were talking about one another. Those that carried God. John. They handled it. What?
And show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
It was with the Father and it was manifested unto us. Now, the scripture says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Most Christians, you say, well, I'm fighting a good fight. But where's eternal life? If you've laid hold on eternal life, you have the commandments. Because the Lord said, the lawyer said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. So if you have the commandments, you have eternal life. But if you ask the typical Christian that say they live for God, you're fighting a good fight of faith. You say, yes, I am. You're not even fighting a good fight of faith unless you have faith with works. If you have no works, you're not doing no fighting. Right? But if you are fighting to believe in not having gods before God, not making a grave, and all the way down, then you've laid hold on eternal life. If you have those 10 precepts and execute them. If you're not, you don't lay hold on eternal life. You have faith, but you have it without works. How plain is that? Is that plain?
That is plain.
What?
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you.
Well, wait a minute. I've seen it.
Yes.
In past leadership. I see it in the saints today.
Yes.
Seen it and I've heard it. I hear it and I believe it. Because it's all the works of God. What?
That ye also may have fellowship with us.
What?
And truly
that
are.
Ye, mm-hmm. That which we have seen, which is the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that it's the word of God.
Yes, Pastor.
And we've seen it and heard it and handled it in a body.
Mm-hmm.
And in bodies today.
Yes.
And we declare unto you mm-hmm. that ye also may have fellowship with us mm-hmm. if you want fellowship with God.
Yes.
You're not fellowshipping with a saint of God. You're not fellowshipping with God. Don't say, I'm just me and my God alone. He's my personal savior. You are personally in derangement because that's not the way it works.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
How can you love God whom you cannot see if you cannot love your brother whom you do see? How can you say, I'm fellowshipping with the Lord and you don't see him? You don't even see him in scripture. But you cannot fellowship with those that bring you and talk to you about the commandments of God. That's God's word.
Right.
The Lord said salvation is of the Jews.
Right.
That means if anybody got salvation, they are Jew. How plain is that?
Yes.
Anybody got salvation, if you say you a Jew. Because that's who it's of. Isn't that beautiful?
Yep. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. I'm stopping her now in case y'all watching me. I'm stopping my cheering section here. I got one I know. It's called Wifey. Okay. Thank God.
All right.
I might as well tell it like it is. That which what?
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you.
What?
That ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son.
And with his
Jesus
Son.
Christ.
Luke 4 and 16.
All right.
Now, I'm only speaking the things I've seen and heard. And many things that I hear over these so-called Christian broadcasts, and that's not much because I don't listen to it. It don't sound like Jesus.
No,
what I see and heard don't sound like Jesus. Don't sound like God's word either.
Right.
It sounds like a bunch of makeup stuff. Or it's talking about things about Jesus. I know he was at the cross. I know he died mm-hmm. and shed his blood. But that's just a story about what he did. That's not the word. It's what the word did after it was made flesh. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Luke 4:16, what does it say?
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Now, wait a minute. He had Peter, James, John, Mary, that's all they knew. He was only speaking what he seen and heard.
Yes.
Now, if he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, what are we doing going into the church, the temple, the synagogue on the first day of the week?
Right.
I've seen him go in on the seventh day.
Right.
He said the Sabbath is the
Sabbath.
Was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
Right.
The Sabbath of the Lord. That's the Lord's Sabbath, the seventh day.
Yeah.
That's what I see. I don't know what everybody else sees. Say, well, you know he rose on the on the first day. Well, I haven't seen it in the scripture. And I'm challenging anyone that is hearing my voice right now, you text me or call me and show me where he rose on the first day of the week and that it trumped out, not the president, trumped out, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it.
All right, Pastor.
He rested on the seventh day. Now you should have the first day get in there.
All right, Pastor.
All right, Pastor.
And I know many of you have seen and heard this in your mind, but it's not in scripture.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Read.
And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up
for the
read.
And he read the scripture, but let's not read all that. Read the 18th verse. What does it say? And the Spirit.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
It was on him. This is when he began his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in himself. The Spirit was on him. He was saved. And he went out to the wilderness, came back, and the power of it. But even though he was saved, he had the power of the Spirit, it still took the Spirit to move on him to preach, to begin his ministry. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
To preach deliverance to the captives.
What?
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Now, all of us, everyone in this life is born blind. That's the parable. The eyes were not open in this life to see and understand God. We have to want to desire that and fight for it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Did you read to the...
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Set at liberty them that are bruised.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:4. Let's go there.
Yes,
we read this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the mass of the church world. They are blinded by the God of this world. Cannot see. But I'm speaking what I see in here. Even the Lord, when he told his disciples and he began to instruct them, he said, now blessed are your eyes, for they see. Others could not see what he was saying, but the chosen ones could. Isn't that beautiful? Second Corinthians 4:4, what does it say?
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
What do they don't believe? They don't believe God, because if you believe God, you believe his word. If you believe Jesus died for your sins, you can believe that whether you obey him or not. But if you believe the message that he had when he walked the shores of Galilee, you will know he was preaching the commandments. And if you believe it, you will do what he taught. Not that he died for our sins, don't mean anything, or that it does. If you accept it, fine. A lot of people accept what he did and don't live for God. Then it will get you nothing. If you desire to live for God and accept what he did, it still don't get you anything unless you live and believe and execute what he taught while he was here. He said, my Father gave me a commandment.
Beautiful.
What I should say and what I should speak, and I know the matter. You got said it because of everything. Can't speak that if you ain't seen it. If you haven't heard it, you can't speak it. If you heard it and don't believe it, you still can't speak those things. You're going to speak what you believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Or what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
What?
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus,
so again,
the Lord.
This is not about Brother Boyd and the traditions we have set up here, if you want to call it traditions, or the way we execute God's word. It's not my thoughts, it's what the scripture is telling us to do.
Yes.
It's following the pattern we see. If you can see how you can't send them. Isn't that beautiful? But we strive to implement what we see. And it's all about the vision and the knowledge that God gives. Read.
And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts.
If God could command light to shine out of total darkness that he made, what about the light in our life shining Although we were born in darkness, it can shine out of darkness when we come out of darkness. Because he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God commanded the light to shine out of the darkness.
Has
shined in our hearts. What?
To give the light of the knowledge.
I'm only bringing light. I'm bringing knowledge. If you say you're preaching God's word and don't preach the commandments, you're not preaching God's word. You are preaching about it. But to have the keys of victory, you must preach the 10 precepts. Beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Mark 8 and 22. Let's go there. I know time is short, but maybe some of you all will stay with us after the 30 minutes you hear us on radio. We're going to Mark 8:22. Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor. And he cometh to
Bethsaida.
And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him.
What?
And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out.
First of all, they brought him, but he got him away from everybody that was there. Go privately. God got many ways to implement his will. And it's not always in front of somebody. And it's not always by laying on of hands. It's not always by just praying. Right. What?
And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught.
Wait a minute.
Saw aught.
So he spit on his eyes.
Yes.
I haven't heard nobody spit on nobody's eyes these last 20 or 30 years. Coming in blind, said, now, we got to heard him hear from, heal from cancers, all kind of livers and goiters, you know, people's legs being lengthened, all kind of, but I haven't heard the preacher spit on someone's eyes and all of a sudden they can see. I haven't seen that one, but it's been done. What?
And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands upon his eyes.
This is the problem today. Because ones have not been touched by God's anointed, they see men all kind of ways. They see the saved just like the unsaved. There's a difference between the clean and the unclean. But if you haven't been touched by God's word, you cannot see the difference. What?
And made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
After he had put his hands upon his eyes and made him look up. Now, he'd already spit on him. But if the work wasn't finished, he did more.
Yes.
And he was restored and saw every man
clearly.
That's why the Lord said he didn't need anyone to explain. He knew all men. When you're in the commandments, you do know all men. When you get the commandments in your system, when you begin to yield yourself to God, you'll see that there's nothing you can do with the world. Your whole plight is to please God, and you cannot change the world. The world has to change and live for God. Yes. You can't do that. When I saw man clearly, I didn't pray for people who didn't want prayer or wasn't interested in changing or didn't ask for it. You're praying for people drugged out, alcoholed out, all kind of things they're doing, and they want God to stop them, but they have no effort to want to please God. Nothing happening there. And when you see clearly, you don't ask for something no one else is asking for.
Beautiful.
Same thing with God. God's not going to come heal anybody, bring anyone out of darkness unless they want to come out. They have to say, Lord, save me. And if they don't say it and mean it, they ain't coming. They ain't going anywhere. But you saying, well, they're this, they're that. They don't know no better. Lord, help them. Lord is not going to help them. Unless you live for God and God want to show you a token of love, he may help them in that situation. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Good to know that. He can do that and he might do it. Yes. Read the 20, read a little further, go ahead.
And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any.
Isn't that beautiful? How discreet he was. The Lord didn't need to have everyone come around investigating or asking him questions. It is. So-and-so, and they came, Lord said, you asking me? He's of age. Go ask him. Oh, that's what his parents said. You ask him.
Yes, Pastor.
So the Lord was not trying to be pushed up and prompted up because he know more they knew they were coming just for the meat and loaves, just for the healing and not for salvation. He was there for salvation. But he did that for him because of his love for Abraham and his seed. Let's go to the 25th verse. Read it again. 25th. And after that, he put his hands again
upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly.
Now, he could have made him see the very first time he touched him. Didn't work quite the way God wanted. So he had him look up. Mm-hmm. He put his hands on him again. Let's go to Romans 10 and 14. Let's go there.
That's beautiful. Yes.
I don't want to rush it, but, you know.
Beautiful.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God. I got a cheering section here. Take it easy, sister. Okay. Romans 10, 14.
Yes.
I love it when you get a lively, one lively for God's word. And she means it. 10:14.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now again, how can you call upon the commandments and say, I'm called upon God's word, and you ain't heard? You haven't heard it. Don't believe in it. So I don't believe it. I believe in Jesus. What do you think was in Jesus? Who do you think Jesus was? He was the word made flesh. Grew up, began to live for God, and sacrifice his life for humanity. And his life was spotless. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That was after he was born again.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
Call me about it. Be glad to tell you.
Yes.
After you've been born again.
Yes, Pastor.
When your eyes are open. Because to tell you this now and you under the doctrine of baptism, you don't know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
You're just as blind as the one I'm reading about.
That's right.
That beautiful?
Beautiful.
Oh, Pastor, don't talk about him. I'm just saying like it is. Read.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
I'm bringing you the knowledge about someone you haven't heard about. It's about the commandments. But the devil, through these preachers, have made the commandments taboo and the law. And there's many laws. But I'm talking about God's divine word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How can you hear without a preacher? We can only speak the things we've seen and heard, but I heard it from a preacher.
Yes.
And after I've been taught the foundation, God has given me more.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 48 and 8. Let's go there.
Yes.
And I'm glad about it.
Yes.
The Lord said, the increase of his government, there'll be no end. I am not in no way estranged for food. We have plenty of food here at 425 at Coney Boulevard.
Yes. Yes.
Plenty of food.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? 48 and 8.
As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 West Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions, any concerns that you would like to answer, for our pastor answer, please give us a call at area code 323-754-8302. Now in the past.